When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
You've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Patrick, you're very upset at the National Football League schedule makers for a missed opportunity.
Yes, what is wrong with them? They should have played the Vikings-Giants game on Saturday. Then it would have been the exact 22nd anniversary of 41 to Donut. We should have been able, we'll be recalling 41 to Donut before the game on Sunday. But January 14th was the date of the game. So that's when it should have been played.
Could have had a special ceremony.
Yes, right.
Midfield.
Randy could have shown up for the coin toss. Then he could have left just like he did in a, four minutes to go in the first quarter. He could just ceremoniously wave goodbye to the fans, right? Just like he
did. That's the game where they didn't let his friends on the field, right?
They wouldn't let his friends on the field.
I love that one.
Yeah, he could bring some buddies. And then they can throw them all off the field with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, and Randy can stop running his patterns. It would be great. It would be terrific. So
I sense a Royce column. There's a chance.
I've told you this before. You were around then. You'd probably remember. But I did a 3-month anniversary column on it, on 41 Donuts. So it would have been, April 14th? Would have been, 3 month. April 14th.
Couldn't
win. Then I did one in, July 14th? And then I was going to do a 9-monther, and Glenn said no.
Did he really?
No, because the first time it was okay, but then the second time, I got all kinds. It was before emails, or emails were just starting or something, but people raised holy hell about that one.
They probably called back then.
Yeah, they probably
Terry
did.
Ferris had to field all the phone calls of the people MFing you.
Yes, that's right, because then it was obviously the first time was a funny joke. The second time was just to rub it in, and the third time would have been,
Did you do 10 years, though?
I
thought you did.
I must have done another one. I want somebody else to write it this time. I've done it all. But... Here's the other thing, the other ceremony I just thought of. The Vikings won victory, 97, when Denny had it figured out the whole way.
Yep.
All it required was recovering an onside kick back when those things were possible. They were beaten. They punted with 3.5 minutes to go when they're 10 points down.
Remarkable.
And Denny said he had it figured out. But that was the cabal game, because before the game, was it Andrea or who did he give that to? Who did he give the
I don't remember.
Pregame,
it might have been Andrea.
The pregame.
And it's right when the book had come out, right?
Yeah, and the cabal, the three Minnesota reporters.
Was the cabal in the book?
Had gotten, I don't think so. Okay. Maybe it was, I don't know.
Okay.
Had gotten together with Stu Wittes, of all people, who was the marketing director, right? And tried to get Denny fired. And of course, but he never named the cabal, which gave me a chance to write a fantastic, one of my favorite all-time columns, saying that this is horrible, that Barrero and Sansevier and Powers were all nice, good guys, and they would have never been involved in anything. And then I had an editor at the end saying to me, are you sure you got the right three there? Are you sure there isn't somebody else? And the punchline was, I can't imagine Sid showing up for a cabal meeting. Like, so, you know, the cabal,
I gotta find this one.
The cabal game would be,
yeah.
Know, one thing was, Denny was the gift that kept on giving because he'd, you know, when he went down to the bunker and hit out and, and, you know, a lot of people just hammered him, but I just had fun with it. And now I did rip him a few times. There's no doubt about it, but I preferred to have the kind of needle him back because he was needling us most of the time. Anyway, yeah, 41 donut. That's historic. Come on. Let's go here. That would have been a golden opportunity to play it right on the anniversary and announce. They could have, in the lead of the, when they announced the schedule, they could have that in the lead. On the anniversary, on the 22nd anniversary of the
Somehow,
Giants.
I don't think the Vikings would have been as thrilled as you Giants, are about the prospect.
Of the Giants-Vikings last playoff meeting.
Yep.
I it might be a little hard for Coach O'Connell to get the troops fired up about 22 years later.
Yeah, especially since the coach was like 14 at the time, right?
That's right, yes. I wonder where he was. Oh, somebody's got to ask that question out there, the players and stuff this week. Where were you? Did you, as a kid, did you watch 41 Donut? You know, did you, you know, what?
One of my first memories as a Vikings fan. That season was, I mean, I was just turned 9 years old. It would have been December, so I would have turned 9 in December. And I remember the game before when they beat the Saints, they beat up Aaron Brooks of the Saints in the Dome. And I also remember, didn't the Vikings start like 10-1 that year and then just stumbled?
They ended up about 11-5 or something.
Yeah.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
They weren't great.
They weren't that good.
The NFC was kind of like it is this year.
Yes.
It wasn't great.
And I remember when they beat the Saints and they were favored, and my old man said to me, and he goes, Deck, I think the Vikings are going to make the Super Bowl today. Mm-hmm. And oh my God,
really?
That was the furthest thing that's ever happened.
Road game. Vikings were 2-point favorites. That's what people thought about the Giants.
The Giants weren't good.
And
that was Kerry Collins.
You were in the office when Sid was beaming with confidence because Denny had told them they were going to win the game. Denny, you know, kind of saw, you know, you go back and look at Sid's lead on some of them. I've never seen the Vikings this confident. And poor Sid, his hearing wasn't. It was starting to slip, you know, by then, which was good because the quips flying in the press box that day. It might be my favorite day ever in a press box because of the hilarity that was taking place. Even Kevin Seifert started making smart-ass comments.
Was Sid in the press box that day? Did Sid travel?
I think he did. That was near the end.
I was going to say, because he did quit traveling at some point.
I think he was there. Yeah, I would guess he was. Yeah, I'd have to double check, but I think he was there. But just sitting there stunned, and you know, we were all stunned, and then we got very funny.
Yeah.
And you know, Powers quiet, doesn't say much, but he had about 5 great one-liners too. And then Brzezinski yelled at me at halftime when we were both in the men's room for joking, and I said, making and laughing, and I said, "Don't be mad at me. Be mad at the guys that are behind 34-0. You should be mad at your team. Don't be mad at me."
I got a feeling Rob wouldn't care now. Wouldn't be nearly as passionate as he was back then.
No, probably not. But that was an event for the ages, man.
So they've never played. Have these two teams ever played a good playoff game?
Not that one. You got to say the Denny game was the.
It was a great comeback, but it was not a good game.
No, but they did.
It was a hell of a comeback.
Miracle win, yeah. And Denny, you know, was...
He saved his job.
He probably was... Yeah, yeah. He was gone.
Well, he'd just written the book.
They were all... He'd just written the book, and they were 0-4 in playoff games. They'd never... That would have been their fifth straight loss in playoff games. And, you know, Giants weren't a very good team. And, it would have been in a 97, the Cabal game, yeah. That was... Then what did they do the next week? I can't remember. 97, who'd they play?
Oh, the Rams?
No, I think they played the Niners.
Oh, that right?
Oh, okay.
Hold on, I'll look. Right. I think they played the Niners and got blown out.
Yeah, because 99 they lost to the Rams with Jeff
George. That's the Jeff George. I'm not going to pick the ball up game.
Yes.
Whoa, is that a fumble?
Yeah, that was great.
Somebody go get that fumble.
That game got a lot. The final score of that game was a hell of a lot closer than the game was. Because remember, they kind of packed it in, and then the Vikings scored a bunch of points. It was like 47-34 or something.
And didn't the Rams, was that the year that Favre threw like five picks in a playoff game against the Rams, or was that the next? There was around that time Green Bay went there as well.
Six against somebody once.
It might be six, okay.
He threw six against somebody. He said, well, heck, it could have been eight. That was his quote afterwards.
So the next week they went in 97, and the next week that season they went and played the Niners in San Francisco and lost 38-22.
Okay. All right. That was, by 97, was Joe wasn't still there in 97, was he? Montana? No. Who was their quarterback by then? Steve Young was probably gone, too, by then. Yeah,
that was right around the time, I don't know for sure.
I can't remember who that was, yeah. So, okay, 97 was, I'm confused there. I can't remember that. I was at that game, but I can't remember.
And then As you said, I think it was off the 93 season in January of 94, they played the Giants in the playoffs, and it was an awful game.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I don't remember that game at all, really.
Jim McMahon was the quarterback. He was terrible.
Yep.
And you looked it up. Their quarterback was Sims, and he threw for 95 yards or something.
Yeah, Phil Sims slinging around for about 98 yards.
I've forgotten that the Vikings were ahead 10-3 going into the fourth quarter, and then they... Hampton ran, what'd you say, 51 yards for a tying touchdown?
And then a short touchdown for the final points.
Yeah, it was, there was, looked like Denny was going to win that game. Then it would have went to some place to play the final and get beat, I'm sure. They weren't very good, 94, because they were playing quarterback roulette then, you know.
Yes.
And then they got Moon in here for, 3 years at least, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he came in the next year then.
Warren Moon, looking back at the past winners of the Vikings Man of the Year, great.
Good guy.
Great, good guy. Not the good guy with the press. The man of the NFL award for, you know, charitable contributions. And That was a stretch, to say the least. I can't tell my favorite Warren Moon story, but...
No, you probably can't.
It does not involve...
That would have to be behind a paywall.
It does not involve...
After hours.
It does not involve...
charitable contributions.
Charitable contribution. It's a contribution, but it wasn't
Or pure
charitable.
Thoughts, maybe.
Yes, right. That's true.
So do our guys have a chance on Sunday? What's your...
Oh, heavens, yes. But I think it'll be a really good... I told you last week, I'd rather play the Packers than the Giants, and now you don't get to play either of them. But the Packers weren't good this year, and they proved it last night. But Giants, here's your biggest concern about them. Brian O'Neill's one of their five best players, and the best thing the Giants have going for them is a pass rush.
Mm-hmm. And a boy,
so
yes.
Is Cousins going to get killed or not?
And the center concerns me because of that, too.
Yes. Whether doesn't look like Bradbury's going to play, but even if he does, so what? I mean, he's better than this guy.
Right.
Because this guy hasn't played the position, but he's not exactly going to stonewall somebody in the middle either. So.
And a lower back for a center? That's not a good combination.
No. So I would think that's the big thing is they are going to have to go to the quick passing game. Otherwise, he'll get hammered. The Giants... They're kind of mean. They'll try to run Barkley. They'll try to run the ball. They'll try to beat you 17-14, right? 17-13.
I would imagine that Barkley's going to get the ball more in this game than he did the last. That was the one thing that surprised me was they kept trying to pass it with Joe. It's just like Barkley was running through these guys.
I love this coach, though, man. He's the most unlikely modern-day coach I've seen in years, right?
Great gut.
Yeah.
Great gut.
I'm telling you guys, he worries me.
Yeah.
He is not a picture of health. Livia, baby. Brian.
Yeah. He said, you did. Guys like that walk in for an interview, take a hike. You know, they want Kevin O'Connell, the guy who's going to be impressive when he rushes the
front. This guy did a good job, but...
Hey, next coach of the Rams, did McVay quit today or not? Or is he going to think about it for a few days?
He's going to think about it.
Hot rumors. Kevin O'Connell, next coach of the Rams, what do you think?
If he wasn't signed to a contract here, absolutely.
How do you get him out of a contract? You got to give him a draft choice. Boy, they'd take a draft choice.
They don't have a draft choice to give him.
Yeah.
The Rams have traded away all their first round picks.
2031. Do you want our draft?
O'Connell's if they seriously said that.
No,
yeah.
No, they're not.
They were a first round pick or two.
McVay, he's doing this for his reputation because he loaded everything up, went all in to win the Super Bowl. They won it.
Now he's going to get out of Dodge.
He's going to be on TV.
And you know what? TV now pays as much as coaching
and
in some cases.
5 years from now, he'll come back.
Yep.
For Gruden type contract and maybe smarter. He probably doesn't have the skeletons that Gruden does, so he can come back anytime he wants to. He'll be rumored going wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Every
it's like Sean Payton, though.
Yeah, every coaching season. Yeah,
Sean Payton's going to Denver.
Did Payton end up on TV?
Yeah, Fox.
Oh, I never watched it. I don't watch pregame shows, so I don't know.
Don't either. I don't blame you.
But I'm sure he's pretty good on TV if you like. Everybody's saying the same thing they said last week. But, I wonder, I suppose he's waiting for McCarthy.
That's one. And if they lose in the first round, I think Mike's out.
What happened to them?
They're not
terrible.
They were not that good.
Dak is terrible.
They looked great, and they were not, I mean, they're not bad, but they were not, they were so dominant here, I think it left a lasting impression on us. That was not who they are. Dak has been awfully through another pick six yesterday.
Okay, here's my tirade.
All right.
When you have four team divisions, there is no sanctity in winning a division. Mm-hmm. There should be no great prestige. You shouldn't even put a banner up. It's a four team division, right? This notion that the Tampa Bay Bucks get to play a bleeping home game in the playoffs when they're 8-9 and they're the ninth place team in the conference. As far as tiebreakers are concerned, they're tied with about three teams, but they're tiebreakers. Gets to be home against a 12-5 team. It's idiotic. The Cowboys are number four. If you go by performance, why not? Okay, you get to go to the playoffs, but it's not that hard. You seed teams 1 through 7 according to the performance.
Uh-huh.
And what is your bonus? What is your bonus for winning a lousy division? You get to go to the playoffs. That's what you get. You get one of the seven spots. It doesn't take any more than that. It's ridiculous. And Jacksonville's got a home game too. Now I thought they were 8-9, but they're 9-8. But they got a home game too against a team that had a better season than they do. It's stupid. I don't
agree completely with you.
If you had a six-team division, okay.
Yeah.
Baseball is shaky, but it's at least a five-team division. And I looked it up, and I think the worst team in the playoffs was 86-76 or something like that. But, I don't – why? We want to make the division think like it's a big deal. It's only, how much of your schedule? It's six out of 17 now. 17 into six. Blah, 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 and,
about a third. A little more than a third.
Yeah, a little more than a third.
A little more than a third.
It shouldn't get you a home game. It's preposterous.
Yeah, and if you are under 500, it especially...
Yeah.
That's the ridiculous thing. But, yeah, you could just seed it out.
Yeah, why not? What the hell? What difference does it make? You get reward. They still would have been screaming and hollering in Jacksonville because they made the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. About the division.
They don't need a home game. They made the playoffs.
Yep.
Nice finish by the Tennessee Titans, by the way. What, 7 in a row?
What a
lost their last 7. Is Tannehill that good, or are they just, plus the plays they run, Todd Downing is a local guy. He's the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, rough year for him.
Well, yeah, if you can't block, he didn't got DWI. Right?
Yeah, he got pinched as well.
Mm-hmm. Well.
That's not good.
If all I could do without my offense was hand it off to Derrick Henry between the tackles, I might drink too. So, but not drive, you know.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Even when I drank, I never drank and drive. Yeah.
No.
Luckily, it was legal back then. But anyway.
Yeah, time the cop put you back in your car.
Yes. Follow me. That was a good idea. Are you going to drive in the ditch?
No, I'm going to do my best not to.
All right.
This has been this definitely comes with a recency bias to it, but. Did this seem like one of the goofiest years to you?
Oh, God, yes. The NFL's never had a season like... They've never had a season that was... Every game, 80% of the games, you didn't know who's going to win with 2 minutes to go.
I know.
That's incredible.
That Lions game last night.
I don't know what they've done.
Night.
Yeah.
They had nothing to play for, and they're running the hook and ladders.
Yeah. Oh, God,
they were fun.
Going
for it on it, you know.
They were fun, man. Yeah. Campbell, though, I got one big concern about Campbell. What's with the nose?
Great schnauz.
Yeah, but it was, like, red.
Oh, yeah.
He could have let us slay. He could have been, you know.
I've got some guesses.
It was the reddest nose I've ever seen in my life.
Yep.
Just probably because of size and...
Well, it's freezing out there, too.
Yeah, that's true. But he should, he's got to do something about the nose. But I'll give the guy credit. I thought he was, when they were 1-6, I thought he was the clown show of all time. And they're going to stop playing for him because they had that one game about that made him 1-5 where they didn't show up and got their ass kicked by a mediocre team. Mm-hmm. Not a great team. Remember that one? I don't know. They got hammered.
There were some rough ones.
They got hammered once. But they came back and they were good. They were better than the Packers.
They beat these guys.
Yes.
These guys won 13 games.
They could have beat them twice. They could have had them.
Yeah, they probably should have.
Oh, God, they could have.
He screwed the game up here.
Oh, they could have been 11-6, no problem.
Yeah, he screwed the pooch.
A lot of games early they blew away, but they kept playing for him. And they seem to enjoy doing goofy things that you can't stop. I mean, that game was decided when they didn't punt on 4th-and-2.
Mm-hmm.
And he said... You know, I mean, they got nothing to play for. But I think just looking at him on the sideline, like, go, 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 I don't think he would have punted in a regular season game either. Do you think he would have, in a game that counted. Did you think he would have kicked the field goal if it was the playoffs?
You know, I'd like to say no, but I don't know because the weird thing about the game here that I didn't get was, you know, he went for it on 4th down, went for it on 4th down, went for it on 4th.
And he tried the 53.
And then he tries this ridiculous field goal.
Yeah, that put the Vikings in the middle of the field.
The Vikings didn't stop him on 4th down that day.
Yeah. Yeah, that
I don't know what he would have done.
Yeah, that was stupid. But what a great play that was, though.
The design was awesome.
The Vikings were sitting there looking around trying to, the Packers trying to figure out what was going on, and they'd already completed the pass.
Yes.
Just a boom.
Jared Goff has been
pretty good.
Better than I expected he could be.
And how much are they paying him? Maybe 12, 15?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's their advantage is they got a bunch of draft choices.
Yep.
They can keep everybody they want to.
Yep.
Because they don't have the quarterback making $50 million.
Well, and the Bears are going to be the same way here.
Yeah, but they stink. God, they're terrible.
Oh, but they are. But they've got the first pick now.
Yeah.
They got a lot of draft capital, and they have an endless supply of salary cap room.
And now they're going to have
which is what Jacksonville had.
Now they're going to get Houston to panic to tell them, hey,
exactly.
We're open for business for anyone who wants to trade up and take Bryce Young ahead of Houston. They're not just going to take Will Anderson and not get anything for it.
Hell no.
Some team's going to have to come and give them a player and 3 number 1s, right, to get Bryce Young.
Yes.
So, you know, and the Houston will try to act like, that they don't want it, but they're going to
do stupid are they, by the
that
way.
That was unbelievable.
They fired Lovie like the plane touched down.
Yes, yes. Lovie goes for 2. Lovie should have sent a guy out and told him to miss the extra point or throw an incompletion or something. Yeah.
They must have told him, lose that game.
He knew he was fired.
And he knew he was fired, so
yeah,
he said,
knew he was fired either way.
Screw you.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, did you see the... I was watching highlights late last night. They were like 4th and 20 on that drive.
Were
and
they?
They converted 4th and 11. They converted like 3 different times on it. The guy threw a pass, and who the hell were they playing? Who was it? Who'd they beat?
Oh, the Texans?
Who yeah, I can't remember I'll what rotten it. Team it was. But that they converted like 4th and long twice on that last
winning
drive.
I didn't pay any attention to that
part. So it wasn't
part.
Lovey was saying, hey, go out there and do it. I mean, they tried to get stopped about 2-3 times. And they
beat Jeff Saturday and the Colts 32.
Oh, really?
You talk about a piece of crap game. The Houston Tech, I believe Saturday he won one game. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Which he wasn't supposed to.
Now,
he's supposed to lose them all.
People think they might hire Harbaugh, huh?
Yeah, Harbaugh, while releasing a statement, I fully expect to be back at Michigan, I guess is behind the scenes going to every team
yes.
and saying, hey, how
get
about
me?
Out
of here. Yeah. Well, how about the NCAA with Michigan? So they contacted a couple guys with COVID during COVID, and then Harbaugh basically told them it's none of your business when the investigators came. So that's the major infraction. Harbaugh either lying or not
about
cooperating.
About
the NCAA infractions committee wrote them up for like one major violation and 4 minor violations. They all involve contacting recruits during COVID. So it's okay to give a quarterback $2 million to show up on campus, but by God, you can't be making a Zoom call during COVID.
Why does anybody take these people seriously?
I
tell them, go away.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Shut me down?
Yeah.
You don't even control football anymore.
No, they don't. And it's the most ridiculous stuff that they're getting him for, too, is just preposterous.
There are no ethics.
No.
There is no morality. There is not. College football is the Wild West.
What's interesting is if presuming he leaves, and they got to kind of hope he leaves because are they going to have to go through this every year? They had to, you know, he came over here and begged the Vikings for a job last year.
Yeah, I think he's gone.
Supposedly that assistant, Mike Hart, but he had a mini stroke.
Yeah, on the sideline this
sideline
season.
Sideline this year. Are you really going to do that at Michigan? Why don't you go get somebody who's, you know, you can get this guy. Well, you don't want to pay his buyout anymore, but you can get.
Who's that?
Phil.
Oh, Fleck?
Yeah.
How about Urban Meyer?
He's
a hell of a college coach.
He is, but Michigan has higher ethics than.
Oh, that's a problem.
Than Ohio State. Yeah, Michigan.
They got to get that bar down,
yes,
much lower.
They do.
This is college football.
They do, but they could, you know, there's all but about 10 coaches in the country would take that job, wouldn't they? I would think. There'd be, who's the best young coach in the country? He'd take that job in 2 minutes. I'd take it a flyer. Of course, I'm still shocked that Purdue ended up with some 36-year-old assistant off the Illinois staff, so I don't know what the hell's going on. But
although that's Purdue, you're probably right. Michigan, Ohio State, maybe Penn State still a little bit.
Yeah. Well, Franklin's.
After that, job wise, though, I just don't think the conference is that great.
No, it's
like
not.
It used to be the Big Ten. You know, you took a job in the Big Ten. Now I think it's about 3 schools.
You know, the one bowl game that drew my interest? Southern Cal losing to Tulane. Did you see that?
I saw what happened. I did not see it.
I would have made a deal with the devil to live as long as it took for Tulane to beat Southern Cal in football. Although, who knows how many guys didn't play, you know,
right?
These games, and, you know, between the transfer portal and the guy going for the NFL not playing and stuff. That was a shocker, though. But anyway.
And Southern Cal blew it, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, Tulane
had
one,
like 16 ahead with the middle of the fourth quarter. But, hey, Tulane, they played in a big bowl game as recently as 1939. They played the Cotton Bowl. So That guy is that guy could probably get a he could get the Tula, he could get the Michigan job. Willie Freeze or something, whatever his name is. So what happened to our Wild here? This 2-game losing streak. What's going on here?
Well, Buffalo. Really,
why are they high powered? All the good draft
choices. Score a lot of goals. That Tage Thompson, who they got from the Blues years ago in the O'Reilly trade, which looked like a terrible trade for Buffalo, he's phenomenal. He's like got 30 goals. He's like terrible. 6'6".
They've been terrible for years, though.
Yes,
right?
They
and
have.
All of a sudden, they're good.
They look good, though. They've got speed. They've got Opozo, who's their captain now.
Yeah.
They've got Alex Tuck, who they got from Eichel from Vegas, who I love him.
Is Eichel even playing?
Yep. Yeah, okay. He just came back and scored a goal a couple nights ago. Mm-hmm. I think he missed like 10 games. But yeah, Buffalo's really good. They've got a lot of speed. And the Blues came in here and their goaltender stood on his head. And the third period, the Wild was peppering them.
The Wild have had about 4 or 5 games. They only had 10 forwards or something.
Yeah, Greenway was a mysterious late scratch, and Dean wouldn't say why, so I don't think he's hurt. I don't know what happened there. Zuccarello missed both games, and I think he's going on the road trip. They're going to play the Rangers tomorrow in New York. So, but yes, they were, I believe they dressed, what would it be? They dressed one forward short and 7 defensemen.
Yeah.
So, 11-7.
I saw that, but the Blues don't have O'Reilly, and they don't have Tarasenko. They're two best players.
Right? Yeah, and they looked good last night.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're down like 4 guys.
Really?
They've had a really weird year, though. They have not been.
Well, didn't the
they've been great?
The
and then
Wild
been
just went down there and hammered them, right? 5-1.
Yep. On New Year's Eve, right?
It's hard to beat a team twice in a row.
Oh God, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, what is going on? This is one of the damnedest things I've. This Correa thing to me is one of the goofiest.
I have no idea.
It's still not done.
No.
And now there's all this, you know, stuff about how the Twins might be back.
Well, Boris will never give in. Boris promised him $300 million, and I would guess, and they just, he'll wait till February 20th to sign somebody. He's always been that
way.
But I don't know. What do you do? What do you do?
So weird that, you know, the Mets are publicly, they shouldn't have been, but they're publicly talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like a done deal again.
Yes.
And now this is two teams. And you got to think at some point in time, I'm not saying the Correa won't get paid, but is it going to come down to like a 5-year contract or, shorter term contract?
You don't want to do that.
I know.
And it was funny because about 4 days ago, the usual parties were saying, I expect a deal to be made with the Mets overnight.
Yep.
You know, that it would, by the time we wake up in the morning, it'll be a deal. But nothing happened. So I don't know. I don't have any idea. Look at them. What is this deal, though? Rafael Devers. If they would have signed him, a year ago, they probably could have got him for $200. They end up paying him $331.
The Red Sox are really weird.
Well, it was desperate. They were getting hammered so bad by their fans that they had to bring him back. But that doesn't make him better. It just allows them to keep him. So baseball has gotten its. You know, this is very remindful with bigger numbers of what happened in 95 when they came back from the strike. You know, things were pretty balanced. The Twins were, competitive at 20, I think they won the World Series in 91 with $26 million or something.
Yep.
Maybe $26 million payroll. And it wasn't, it was middle of the road at least. And when they came back, things went nuts, and that's when, the Yankees dynasty came along. And now, because there's something in the latest agreement that they signed last year that has just got these teams spending incredible amount of money. Why do they think the hundreds of millions and billions are going to keep rolling in, though? The Bally Sports of the world are going under.
That's the most
intriguing thing.
They're
going under. I mean, nobody's.
And I think the Twins deal is just about up. I think it's got like a year left on it.
And it's way under the big ones, but where are they going to get it? You're going to bring back Victory Sports?
Time to start Victory Sports, too.
Yeah.
Declan Goff on play-by-play for the Twins.
I mean, you're doing...
Pay him $12.
You're doing an 8-share on the World Series. We're dying. We're dying.
Yep.
We're your fans.
Yep. I don't know, man. The cash, I mean...
When by the time Correa's contract's done, I ain't going to be here. The baseball fans, I don't know where the money's going to come from. I really don't. They must have projections that tell them it is, but God almighty. There's something in this...
what's the incentive to spend?
Basically, what they're trying to do is, the long term is to keep them further under that escrow number, right?
Yep. Yes.
So they don't have to, we're going to pay you for 13 years or something. Back to football. So if the Packers would want to get out from under Rodgers, a $50 million cap hit, is that right, next year?
I can check. It's ridiculously high.
I read that it was $50 million for next year. But then it would continue, right?
Well, let's see here. No, it'd be a one-time payment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it'd be a one-year thing, I think. I don't think it's like hockey.
But if you trade him and nobody's going to take
him, you're still going to get hit.
You still get that hit, right?
Yes. Yeah, it changes a little bit if you do it post June 1st. But yes, if you cut him pre June 1st this year, you have $99.8 million in dead cap. So you can't do it.
For how many years?
That's what goes on your cap.
Okay, so if you do it in June,
and then it's 68, and then it's 45 the next year, and by 2026 it's 22.
But so if you do it this year after June 1st, it's 68.
If you do it this year before June 1st, and if you do it post June 1st, it comes down to 31.6. If you cut him,
that's what they're going to do, don't you think?
I have no idea what they're going to do. But if he retires, what happens to the cap hit then?
I think they still take it.
Because he's going to take you through that whole thing. He's going full Favre here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was already doing it last night,
mm-hmm.
Talking to himself at the podium.
Oh, really? I didn't hear it. I didn't stay for it.
Yeah,
he was
39?
Asked about. 30 will be 39.
He's got to be close. I mean, my God, he's... he is... does this not say? I thought this says... He is... Oh, this doesn't say. I'm 39, yes.
39.
Yep.
So it will be 40 when the season starts?
Yeah. Yeah. And this whole thing.
They got to move. By the way, my Lions, who I've ridiculed for 100 years, they're a cinch to win this NFC North next year. They're going to be 12-5. Nobody else is going to be close to 500, including our guys. Although they got to beat everybody. I mean, now they could get injuries and Goff could be terrible, but they're going to have by far the best personnel, don't you think, going into next year, the Lions, in this division?
Yeah. I mean, the Vikings will still have skill position guys offensively.
Yeah.
That will be good.
Well, they're going to let Thielen go, but they'll have Osborne and they're going to...
That's the other problem. Part of it is expensive, Pat.
Part of it is going to be the draft. Part of it is because...
They got Duke Shelley, though, Pat.
One reason you don't have any depth is that you got nothing out of this draft. Now, maybe the two defensive backs getting hurt had something to do with that, but the reason you want some ammunition out of a draft is for this time of year, for late in the year when guys start getting hurt, you need somebody to be able to play by then.
That's what I'm saying. Duke Shelley. Yeah.
Duke
he's the fourth choice at corner. They took him off the Bears practice squad. He was a sixth round pick.
And he's bitter that they cut him. He was like, how could they cut me? Well, be happy. You got out of there. They stink. They don't want a veteran. They want to be playing some kid, for God's sakes. Yes. It's, can't believe I'm saying this, but the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
What were the Lions in? Did they beat the Bears twice, or did the Bears beat them once?
Oh, I would have to look.
Otherwise, they beat the Packers.
They beat the Packers twice?
Yeah, wasn't the Lions? Wasn't that Rodgers' quote? I own you. Wasn't that the I own you quote?
No, that was the Bears.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He told the Bears fans. Yeah, I'd like to see Detroit do it when it matters more, because again, the game here, he screwed it up.
Yes, he did.
You know, that's probably they probably sweep the Vikings if they go for it on fourth down instead of not. Let's see here. All right, so you're asking about Chicago.
Yeah,
they won 31-30, so it was very close in Chicago, and then.
So they were 4-2.
41-10. Yeah.
They were 4-2 in the division instead of 5-1. I was wondering if they beat the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Beat the Bears. So, okay. That was very instructive to watch. I tweeted out beforehand with 100% sincerity. Not always are my tweets sincere, but that this is going to be a bad loss for the Packers. I just. Thought they were
you said on a Friday to us.
They're going
to
get beat. They're not good. They're not
good. You and Mackey, I thought that they would win that game. I really did. But.
How about, didn't they overreact to the guy pushing the trainer a little bit?
Why did he push him?
Because the guy elbowed him out of the way and he thought it was another player. He didn't even know who it was.
That was a weird, that whole thing was weird.
But that was a big overreaction.
That kid's been ejected twice.
I know. But the guy kind of elbowed him out of the way. And he gave him a little push and then saw who it was, I'm sure. But,
and then the other guy came through from the Packers and pushed him, too.
Yes.
They didn't catch that one.
No.
That guy would get fined.
Yeah. But it was, I thought it was an overreaction.
I'm not sure. I think he's a good X's and O's guy. I'm not sure LaFleur is a great head coach. Like, as far as, you know, O'Connell's pretty good at it. O'Connell's got it down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure LaFleur's got it down as well.
Yeah,
I think he knows what he's doing. As
before
far as
this year, they had offense. A hell of a record, though. God Almighty!
Yeah, 13 wins, three consecutive years.
Yeah,
but when you got a guy, I don't know. They seem to not have the greatest amount of discipline.
Yeah.
In the world. Now look, O'Connell might have the same problem here eventually. I don't know
who takes the fall over there. The Gutekunst or the other guy.
I think Goody might finally.
The other, who's the money?
Well, Mark Murphy should.
Yeah, Mark.
He's the president. He's the president, but
he's
the
guy
doing
the firing. But the other guy, I said something. Oatsy responded that the cap guy is the other guy.
Remember
the two of them were Gutekunst and the other Gutekunst.
I didn't know
GM,
the cap guy was involved.
I can't remember what that kid's name is, but he's the cap guy, and they're making him in to be the bad guy here. He didn't, He didn't.
You know what they could do? They could bring back St. Thomas alum John Schneider, who worked under Ted Thompson and has been with the Seahawks for a long time.
Is he still the boss?
They could bring. He's the GM in Seattle.
Then my guy Trent Kirchner could maybe finally get the GM job that
he fold his own.
Yes, went to school with
where is
many Kirchners. He's still in Seattle, I believe.
Oh, is he?
He's still the right end. You know, he was when they were going good. He got the. Interviews,
yes.
He was a guy that got.
Isn't that remarkable?
Yeah,
things are going well.
Yes, you get the interviews, and then otherwise, how about Arizona? Are they going to fire Kingsbury?
He's out.
Oh, they fired him today.
Fired him this morning.
Who got fired today?
So far, I've just seen Kingsbury and Smith last night.
Okay,
from Houston. Yeah,
today's the day, right?
Today's the Black Monday.
Six or seven. Who else is supposed?
Well, Carolina jumped the gun. Denver jumped the gun.
Yeah, that's right.
So now the Panthers. The Broncos, the Cardinals, and Texans. So we're at four, which is pretty good.
That's not a big number, is it? Usually it's
we'll
seven or eight.
More.
Usually it's seven or eight, right?
You know what? The guy. What's his name? McDaniels.
Yeah,
with the Raiders.
It looks like they.
I think they don't want to pay him. That's the problem.
Well, plus they let him run David Carr off the team.
Yeah.
What was that about?
He's not a good coach. He is not a good head coach.
What? All of a sudden, his deal is to blame Carr for all their failures.
I guess.
Year.
And Carr just went home. That's the other thing.
They told him he can go home.
Yeah. He just left.
Yeah.
And they had Jarrett Stidham playing.
I kind of like him, Carr. I don't think he's that bad. He obviously had a bad
I think if he's got the right coach, he's fine.
Yeah.
He's not great, but he's fine.
The fella in New England should... stick it to his guy McDaniels and bring in David Carr, huh?
Yeah, you know what? Because Mac Jones probably ain't the guy.
Mac Jones isn't very good. Isn't very good.
Well, that's a question.
How do you think, did we fire the New England special teams guy today, perchance? Two kickoff returns. How about that?
You can't script that, Pat. It's just magic.
That cannot happen. If New England, if it wasn't New England, and they weren't trying to make the playoffs, I would have said that Goodell called them and told them to let the guy bring the opening kickoff back, told them to have a coin that gave Buffalo the coin flip, and then let him bring the kick back for a touchdown.
So just
don't kick it in the end zone. I would have said it was a setup because it's too mystical to be real, isn't it? I believe I heard that there have only been 4 kickoff return touchdowns in the league.
Yeah.
Going into yesterday.
It's very rare now.
Then they had 2. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It's that could happen. That's why we love this wacky world called sports, right?
I do think that there is an argument to be made that your guy has lost his fastball.
Who?
Belichick.
Yeah, I think so.
There's a lack of discipline with that. When they played the stupidest game.
Oh,
here.
God, here they
But I mean, that didn't used to happen.
No. They were. You're right. I think he could come into some kind of an executive position.
That's right. Yeah. I could see him being the chief personnel guy for the Patriots.
He's not going to like standing there on the sidelines.
Put Matt Patricia in charge of your offense.
Yeah.
He's a defensive guy and he's a moron.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, I always said, before the last 3 months, all you need to know about the Lions is they dramatically hire a coach 2 weeks before the Super Bowl, and then the guy gives up 500 yards to Nick Foles.
Yeah.
He was a moron, and then you bring him back.
As an offensive play caller.
Why did he do that?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
He brings all his friends back, which is really weird. He brought Joe Judge back. He has brought those guys back every time.
Yeah.
Aside from Mangini, who turned on him and reported him to the league for recording spying on practices.
That's right. Say, we talked about this Friday, but Marcus's revelation last Saturday morning, the Friday, that the turnstile count was 3,100 for the Gopher basketball was one of the most astounding things I've seen in years, wasn't it? I mean, you knew nobody was there, but 3,100?
Yeah.
I know one of them was 1,500 because it was afternoon game, but you still would only had 3,000, if that, for Chicago State.
But that did confirm what we've seen on TV till Saturday, which is there's nobody in the building.
And
you went, right?
I was going, and then I had something bad happen, and I had to go home. I said, nothing
okay.
physical or anything like that, but it was. I went home and I watched it on television, which is, and I was empathizing with all those people who don't go to the games now, watching in my.
I'm with you
in my chair in the den
on TV
on a
now?
Nice big TV.
I know,
listening to Corey Provis, who does a fine job.
Yep,
and saying, why do I want to go over there?
Sit in the upper corner.
I don't go up there. I sit in the back because there's enough empty seats. I'm not walking my fat ass upstairs. But you got to park at that lot over on Washington Avenue. You got to park over there. You got to, when it's cold, you got to walk 4 or 5 blocks. And then you go in and you go through all the BS and you sit in some uncomfortable chair.
Smart TVs.
You can sit home and watch TV.
Go to commercial break. Yeah, you can check out
some other game. I know.
If I didn't cover football, I don't think I would ever go to a football game now.
I was talking to a coach who shall go unnamed, a college basketball coach who said, they got to get rid of that old dump. Said they should have a 8,000-seat.
Yep.
He said the best gym in the Big Ten is Rutgers because they hold 8,000.
Yep.
But who's going to come up with the money? I mean, you can't.
I love that place.
It would cost you.
I used to fight against this.
It would take. Here's the problem. It would take 4 years to tear it down. It would take forever to tear down this monstrosity.
Can you imagine the asbestos that would come flying out of that puppy?
Yes, right.
You'd be finding stuff from the 20s, asbestos that's been there since the 30s.
Yeah, you'd be finding
Sid's. I used to fight this.
You'd be finding Sid's paychecks that fell out of his back of his.
Tape recorders from the 50s.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's just
you know what? I love that building when it's filled, and I still think it's the best place in town because it's rocking then. But they're not good. But, Pat, they haven't been good enough in how, like,
25 years, yeah, basically, yes, since 97.
So you're dragging
Clem's
recruits.
Last two teams, we still had the carryover. But they were, you know, the 99 team that got George Norman broke that story the day before they played Gonzaga.
Yep.
Which is how we ended up getting Munson. Otherwise, the Gophers might have beaten him.
Yep.
And, yeah. But, Dad, 25 years of media of 25 years of 10th place,
yep,
9th place, 10th place, and what? I think four first division friends finishes in 25.
So where
years.
I fall short now is you never bring a recruit into that place when it's rocking now.
No.
And when it's empty, if I'm, yeah, 18, I'm like, yeah, it's a dump.
It is, yeah.
It's a cold, empty dump.
Yeah, they have no appreciation for the, you know, for what.
So what do you do?
Can be. I don't know what you do. I think if the... When Lori and the boys want to build their new arena, you become a tenant. But that's 10 years from now, probably. So I don't know what you do for the next 10 years.
And it depends on where the Wolves might go.
Yeah. Well, if they're not here, then...
No, but I'm saying, are you going to build downtown?
It has to be downtown.
Suburbs?
If it's out in the suburbs, you can't go.
Yeah, you can't go out in the suburbs.
No, yeah. I mean, like Louisville did it with the Yum Center.
Yeah,
they moved off campus, Freedom Hall. But now, Louisville. By the way, how about Kentucky with Calipari making what? $10 million or whatever it is?
Yep.
Getting his ass kicked by Alabama. And Louisville this year lost its first 11 games. Louisville and, yes, Kentucky. This is, they care there. They got to be going crazy.
I was watching a Louisville game a couple weekends ago, and I looked at the record, and it was like 2-11.
Yeah, and they lost.
Kenny Crum's team, damn it.
You should see the teams they lost. I mean, they lost to Appalachian State.
What's happened to basketball?
I don't know. I don't know. College basketball, there's too damn many teams. There's 350 teams.
And St. Thomas is the best Division I team in town, correct?
Well, they'd give him a game. I think they'd give him a game. The Gophers didn't look terrible on, but it's Nebraska, you know, so I don't know. They didn't look terrible on Saturday. But everybody who's all in on the idea, boy, this is the start of the rebuild. Carrington played 8 minutes in the fifth-year transfer from Dartmouth played 32. We're desperate to win a game.
Can this guy coach?
I don't know.
In game, I mean, can he coach? He can recruit.
Last year, it looked like they knew what they were doing, but they had a bunch of 23-year-olds who played a lot of basketball. This year, they're...
Well, and the Wisconsin loss and this loss, they were very happy they competed, which, yeah, always concerns me.
And, you know, normally it was a rated team. You only lose by three, you're happy. But it's Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's how they beat you.
Yeah.
Ugly.
Oh, so, they basically play football on a basketball,
yeah,
court.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. All right, who do you like, Giants or Vikings?
I'm going with Vikings.
Going with the home team?
Yeah.
It'll be a field goal.
Oh, yeah.
Either way.
Absolutely. Either way.
Hey, welcome back to Greg Joseph. He missed another extra point. It'd been weeks, right?
Yeah, 19 consecutive made.
Wow.
And now I think he's six missed this season.
He only
season.
Missed six this year. I'm glad to see he's back in form for the
just in time for the playoffs.
Yes. All right.
All right.